This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's. And Matt, rolling through the playoffs and Stoneham on Friday night. Tell us about that game.
Stoneham's a very good football team. They have good size and very physical. They come from a tough league. They play Melrose, Reading, Watertown. So it's an excellent league. They come out well prepared for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're in your division, to be honest with you, you know.
I don't even look. It's just whoever's in the play, you know, in the division we go with. And, again, they're a very good football team. We'll have to be at our best.
Well, tell us about what's the latest news with you guys. I know you guys have been running the football well, but that's been part of the bread and butter all year.
You know, well, hopefully we can continue to run the ball and have success. Again, as you go on, it gets, you know, harder. The teams are better. I mean, Linfield a week ago, I thought played excellent against us. And so each time out, we got to be better.
Yeah. Maybe some give our listeners a little thumbnail description of your offense, your offensive line. Who are the important guys there?
Well, up front, we got Patrick Henry at tight end, and then our captain, Liam Reddy, at right tackle. He's been an unbelievable player all year. The last 2 years, he's a leader on both sides, and he might be the leader of the team. Then right guard, we got Brendan Donahue at center. We have Kyle Bernardini. And at left guard, we got Freddie Blaze. Left tackle, we got Cam Sakowicz, who's a tight end. And someone went down, and he stepped up for the team. He wanted to be tight end, catch the ball a little bit, but he sacrificed his senior year for the betterment of the team. And then at left tight end, we got the freshman Matt Cross, who's getting better each week.
Matt, tell me about, I mean, I've seen you a couple of times. I know you don't throw a lot, but when you do throw, it's been very effective. And I know at practice here today, you're doing practicing passing. You know, it's not, you know, it's part of your offense. So tell me about the elements of the people involved with that, starting with your quarterback and receivers.
No, we're capable of throwing the ball. Marcus Atkins is a very good athlete. He was a receiver a year ago and made the adjustment. And Coach Dana did a very good job with him. But we do work at throwing the ball. I know, you know, people think we don't throw at all, but we actually do work at it at practice, and I guess it's so we don't get bored just running the same two plays we do.
That's right. No, I know you pass, and I know over the years, like, that's, you know, it is run, but on the other hand, your passing percentages, I think, must be very good.
No, they are. I mean, I don't keep that statistic, but
should keep that statistic, Coach.
Hey, when we do throw, hopefully it's for a big play, and we're capable. So,
Well, Coach, any other notes on St. Mary's football as looking forward to this to the Stoneham game?
As an accident almost occurs by us here. No,
I think they're angry at you, Coach. I'm sure that the horn was directed at you.
I think it was apparent they want me to throw the ball more. No, but just the kids have been working hard, and Friday night's a big night for them, and we're gonna find out who's better.
All right. Coach, good luck to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Watch out for the traffic.
This is MSONewsSports.com.